Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach, and they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people remove the roadblocks in their lives and find the way to their new beginnings so they can enjoy abundance. So I am super excited to introduce Gary Austin. Now, Gary is a certified health and wellness coach, a certified family, adult, and kids yoga instructor, a podcast personality hosting the show Find Your Way. He's also a blogger and business owner, and he trains new coaches on how to effectively empower others. And Gary's expertise is empowering people to find their way to their abundant life. Well, welcome, Gary. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're getting out there in so many different ways, Gary.
Yep.
that are really supporting people in creating the ultimate, right? A more
yes.
fulfilling life for themselves. So I really can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So thank you. Gary, always
yes.
top of mind question for me is, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice and all these others? I mean, you're a wellness, health and wellness coach primarily, but you've got so many other things going, but mm-hmm. Give me a little bit of insight here on what that inspiration was.
Well, I was in a place in my life where I had my parents passed away. I just lost a job and I'm like, what am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
And you know, where am I going to go? And I searched and searched. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur and have my own business, but I wanted to help people in the same aspect. And I couldn't make the connection. And I took yoga teacher training and I decided, wow, this is it. This is how I can help people. And so I liked families. I love kids. And I'm like, I'm going to put together a family yoga studio.
Nice.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And 5 or 6 months to the day, the pandemic hit and closed my studio.
Oh.
And I started
just yeah. six months.
Six
later.
Months.
Oh
yep.
my gosh. Oh.
So I started you know, I thought, well, I still need to help people. So I reached out to fitness instructors all over the country, and they couldn't go to their studios or their gyms to do their job. So I got an online platform and I started helping them make some money. Mm-hmm. And I took, you know, a bit of money on the end, just as admin fee, just to keep me going. And then after the pandemic started to lift a little bit, I started thinking, well, I really want to help people try to cope through the pandemic.
Okay. Right.
And so
it's
I got
a huge need that
yeah,
a lot of people needed that support.
Exactly. And so I put together a wellness platform, and it really didn't go too well. Advertising was you know, I stumbled over that. And I know this is a long story, but as we went on, I had some people that were in the wellness coaching platform that I had that, you know, prompted me that I need to do it on my own. And because I want to have that one-on-one with people and try to help them, instead of being in the background, being the business owner, I wanted to be in the foreground and actually help people.
Okay, sure.
So during that time, I wrote a book that still trying to get published, but I wrote a book, and then I took coaching training. And after I came out of coaching training, I started my own coaching business and started my podcasts, and I was hired by the place that I got trained from to train coaches. And but I still have my coaching business and moving that forward. And it's just been a blessing to help people create their, you know, their path and their journey and just be a partner with them. It's been more than a blessing to be there. So
yeah.
And that brings me to date. So
yeah, it sounds like it's been a lot of opportunities for you to continue to kind of take inventory of, you know, that, like we talked about at the very beginning, your real zone of genius. And it sounds like, in addition to, you know, your ability to really help people remove the roadblocks, is just this undercurrent of, you know, compassion and wanting to support people in their own quest. So yeah, that's really fantastic. And so the pandemic is roughly 18, 20 months in our rear view mirror here. So you're still, you know, your business is still in its evolving phase in terms of, of lining up with the training the coaches. Is this a broad spectrum of different coaches, or is specific to a certain expertise that they do?
It's health and wellness related, but
So still within the same realm that of your interest. Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Well, besides the pandemic derailing the family yoga studio, and that can be seen as almost an opportunity that wouldn't have otherwise presented itself for you to land in the coaching realm, right? Mm-hmm. And so for some people, you know, the pandemic has been nothing but negative, but for you, it sounds like it might've been a window of opportunity that presented itself. So have there been any other, you know, challenges or roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way besides that huge pivot?
Well,
and then the advertising, you know, with the wellness platform, obviously that was a challenge in just dealing with that.
Well, I knew I was being driven to a specific point. You know, I never gave up faith that just because this didn't work out and this is pushing me in a different direction, that I was going in the wrong direction. I knew the direction was forward, and I knew it was to help people, but I didn't know what it meant to help people and what genre that it would be. And after helping the instructors to get their lives back on track, that ended. And I'm like, okay, now where do I go? And, you know, I was trying all the techniques, getting back to the sales part and the business end of it. I was trying all the techniques that I used in the yoga studio to get clients, which was, you know, advertising, marketing, you know, hiring people, doing social media, all that stuff to try to get people in, you know, sales and packages and all that stuff.
Right.
And I was still trying that, and it wasn't working in the new format where everything was virtual. You know, people wanted a cheaper product than I could survive on. I didn't know how to move forward and still help people and still survive.
Sure.
So, you know, this coaching thing came up where I would be my own business owner, and what money came in would go directly toward me and support me to keep supporting others. Is where I ended up. And it wasn't just happenstance. I kept pushing forward, kept thinking, trying to think outside the box, thinking of new genres that supported my goal of helping people. And that's what brought me here. And this is where I found my niche.
Right. Yeah. And obviously you have a huge sense of connection with the wellness aspect of people's lives in terms of just this, you know, yoga is so much about you know, wellness and creating peace and abundance and that sense of calm. And, you know, it really does lead to so many different aspects of our lives, and just taking that love of, you know, creating that, you know, increasing people's wellness into more of a coaching format just makes complete sense. Yeah. And, you know, Gary, you're obviously an expert at really empowering people to find and create more abundance in their lives. And you had kind of indicated a little bit about this in, you know, talking about the yoga studio, but I'm curious, how do you feel about, you know, the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any current challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, I understand it as a part of the role. We do an intake on the current new coaches that come in, because eventually, you know, most of them will have their own business. And one of the questions is, how do you feel about taking money? And from a 1 to 5 scale, they always rate themselves a 1. And they're supposed to do a post transferable skill at the end, and they always just go up like 1 notch, so maybe to 2 or 3. So it's a roadblock that a lot of people face. Me personally, I understand that's part of the role, and especially being in the part of helping others, you don't want to ask for money for helping others. You're supposed to do it for free, right? So, but when you look at it, you know, doctors,
that's help what I was people. Gonna say. I don't think a lot of professionals do that.
But a lot of people, we were taught, you know, at an early age, you do, you help others and they'll ask for things in return.
Yeah.
And we're asking for something in return, but you also have to feel like you got to survive.
Sure.
And I want an abundant life as much as everybody else does. Right. And to have that, to have an abundant life, I need to make sure I take care of myself. And it's funny when I coach people that money is a bad word almost sometimes. And that is one of the challenges that people face.
That is a big roadblock right there.
Money's a bad word. We shouldn't, you know, they think excess money means greed, and it doesn't, it doesn't necessarily need to mean that. It can mean, I'm going to use my excess money to, you know, to take to charity. Once I take care of myself, I'll have an abundance, and I can give some of that abundance away and take care of people, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not about greed. It's about survival. And a lot of people struggle with that. And I've always seen it. My vision is that I need to do it, and it's part of it. And I want an abundant life. And I keep reminding myself of that whenever I have doubts, when a client comes up to me who I'm familiar with. And my first instinct is, well, I'll give them a reduced cost, or I'll give it to them free, you know, because I want to help them. That's my first thought in my mind, even as an established coach. It's the first thought in my mind. But then I have to go, wait a second. I need to survive. And I need, they're wanting my service, and I need to charge them what I think I'm value.
Right. Yeah. So, right. And it's interesting, because when people invest in something and it's not given to them for free, they have more conviction and dedication, and they value it more. And so they're going to get better results.
Yep.
And so it really is part of the, you know, process to help them achieve the transformation that you're promising.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a commitment in the game, just like you're saying.
So. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, do you have any specific challenge or frustration that you're currently, you know, would like a little insight around?
Well, yes. which I think all business owners have, but I have a love-hate affair with social media. I guess you would call it. It never really has worked for me. And that's why I focus in on other things that I can impact people with, which is my podcast and the blog. Social media doesn't work for me, and it's a grind, and I've done it for years, and it never equates to to business.
Right. And my philosophy is, if you don't like it, don't do it.
God love you, Wendy.
A lot of other ways to attract your potential clients into your world.
Well, God love you, Wendy. I do have it's more hatred than love for it. So that is for sure.
The happy birthday messages though, Gary, that's when it's really good. That's the love part, you know?
Yes, yes. I don't mind that. I don't mind it, but I hate it that people get on there and show them, look what I can do. You know, the old Stuart from the In Living Color person used to do. I know that's going back away. Look what I can do.
I love knowing where my friends are having lunch, don't you?
Yeah, no kidding. Look what I'm eating.
Well, there are a lot of different opportunities to create market awareness or get in front of or become known in your, you know, within the circle of people who would benefit from the work that you do. And it really, you know, I'd be happy to share some insights here with you if you'd like.
I would love it, Wendy. Thank you.
So, you know, it always starts with what I call the dog whistle. Okay. And what the dog whistle is, as you know, if you have any, you know, pets, or it's this whistle that only the dog can hear. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that respond. They're the ones that immediately turn their head, perk their ears, and, you know, if they've been trained, you know, they'll come running, right? There's that if. Yeah. But, you know, for the purpose of this analogy, let's assume that, you know, your ideal potential client knows to come running to you. So when it really starts out with is the clear message that identifies identifies and helps your ideal potential client self-select. When they hear the message, they say, oh boy, that's me. And so really defining, and I love the focus of your work in helping people to really create, empower them to create abundance in their life. That's broad, though. That's really broad. Mm-hmm. And so when you are able to narrow it down to more specifically, what is the situation or who really are these people that you love working with, and you feel that synchronicity, and then building that into your message and finding where those people are also hanging out. And it doesn't have to be social media. Okay. There are a lot of other places where people are hanging out, or that, you know, they have the same kind of, you know, say there's somebody in of influence that also attracts this similar kind of ideal potential client into their world. And so, you know, with your message, just identifying or clearly conveying who it is you best serve in a way that they say, oh boy, that's me. And you identify what a current top of mind, real life frustration, struggle, challenge is that they say, oh yeah, boy, I am. That is me as well. Mm-hmm. And then provide a clear real life outcome to what the work that you provide, you know, the benefits of the outcome of your work. Mm-hmm. And abundance is certainly appealing, but it's, again, it's a 30,000 foot view. If we can bring that more granular, that's what helps people to, again, self-select. Mm-hmm. And then when you are in, you know, networking opportunities or anything other than social media, mm-hmm. and you share what this message is to others, it gets people excited about wanting to know more about, how do you do this, Gary? What is your process? What does it look like, you know, to, you know, how do you work with people to empower them to achieve XYZ? And so there are two things that I'm saying and sharing here. Is one is to really dial in a very clear message that, again, allows your ideal potential client to really self-select, mm-hmm. and relate to at a real life level, a tangible real life level. And then the second is to look for others, influencers, leaders, thought leaders that have expertise in, you know, that are attracting the similar type of a potential client that you could associate with, mm-hmm. or collaborate with or benefit each other, because the venture partnership, not in a business sense, but just collaborating or co-creating is something that is very effective. That way you are gaining the respect of this person's, you know, audience, because they're the person that they honor or reflect on as being, you know, in the know, is saying, hey, Gary is really phenomenal at helping you get to the essence of what's causing these roadblocks, so that you're, you know, you're not really realizing your full potential here. And they, oh, great. So hopefully that provides a little bit of insight. I can go on and on and on this topic and more specific, but this isn't about me so much, this interview, it's about you. So, so hopefully that has provided just maybe a spark of inspiration.
Well, yes, it totally resonates with me for sure. You know, being a divorced parent is something that I cherish, working with divorced parents, helping them find their new beginning. So I connect with that, and I connect with trying to help them. And those are mostly my clients come from that kind of genre. So,
Right. So there you go. So that would be your focal point to then creating a message that really aligns with that, you know, that person who has experienced divorce, and what kind of obstacles or challenges are they facing that your expertise and your zone of genius can really support them, or like you say, empower them, and what is it that they truly want? So yeah, great.
Love that, Wendy. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Gary, we have been through, obviously, 18, 20 months here of the pandemic, and it was a catalyst for you in forcing you to transition out of, your first venture into having your own studio, and then pivoting into, you know, this work that you're now doing. But I'm curious, because the pandemic has impacted so many people in terms of their perceptions of abundance, right? It's created a fear-based mentality or scarcity, and obviously health concerns, and the ripple effect has just been huge. So can you maybe share a little bit about the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Well, yes. I mean, you take an outdoor life and a social life, and you shove it into a home where you can't do anything. Right. You know, the societal impact or the emotional impact is overwhelming. You know, I think I read statistics about the amount of divorces that have happened during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh.
So it's unbelievable. And the thing about it is you start to reevaluate your life. And through that, there's a lot of fear that comes in. There's a lot of, where do I go from now? And how we move forward with that is first off hope, and second off is, you know, moving toward what we're afraid of, and, you know, this is, you know, what we were impacted as in while we were small children, or through our lives, through our lessons, through our lives, it put up our fear barriers, and moving past those is difficult. And it's really, this pandemic has shined a light on that, because it's basically made us question everything that we've ever had to do before. And when we do that, it's how you take it. Do you have the self-coping tools to move forward and keep pushing forward and get past those roadblocks it's totally been shined in your face, where before it might have been in the background, but it came forward through the pandemic, right?
It's really come to the surface.
And hopefully, I mean, people lost dreams. Like, I lost my dream in my yoga studio. People lost a lot of things, and that creates hardship. It creates, what do I do now? Do I go back to the workforce? Do I sit there and work for the man? And I always said to myself through the pandemic, I will never reach my abundant life working for somebody else. Mm. I have to work for my own business to make myself my abundant life.
Right.
And pushing forward and
trusting.
Yes, trusting. Trusting the universe has a plan, and trusting that each thing that may fail, each thing that may not work, is just leading me there. I learned a lesson from it. If you just sit there and say boo-hoo because this happened to me, you'll just spin out of control. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic has shown us that you're either going to spin out of control or you're going to move forward. And moving forward is the way that we get to that abundant life. It's not sitting and spinning.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. Yeah. No, that's really, great, perception in terms of how it's been a catalyst for people to come face to face with a lot of the things that were below the surface, which is, in my opinion, why the work that you do has been so important and continues to be so important, because we're just at the beginning of this evolution where they've stopped, right? And these are reflective. Yeah. And now we need to, move through those roadblocks. Becoming aware is the first step. So I love the, the clarity that you have around that. So, well, Gary, how do you work with people who want to finally have abundance in their lives? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. Well, my approach is partnering. People have their own answers. It might not be present in their mind that they have those answers, but I help guide them to find the answers. By asking questions, by being with them, and experienced in their lives through a partner. I'm not an expert. I'm not going to tell them what to do. You all out there have your own solutions. It's in you. And I believe that. And I'm here to guide you there. And that is kind of my little power that I have, is just asking questions in a curiosity state and being that partner. And through that, we uncover a lot of stuff. And through that uncovering, we understand what we need to move forward with. And it's that partnership that I have, that I create with people, that helps us move forward and helps them move forward to their lives through their own actions. Because, when people come up with their own plan, they're usually the ones that's going to happen. If a doctor prescribes you need to take a weight management program, people might hem and haw about that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to do that. I've lived this whole life. I've always eaten this. I've always done that, but if somebody comes up with their own solution and their own plan, they move forward with it. Right. And it's been a beautiful dance and partnership that happens. And the success that I see through my clients has been, it's uplifted me more than I could say anything else. So.
Right. Yeah. No, that really, I love that approach, and just honoring the fact that we all do, each of us have our own answers within. That's, mm-hmm. If that doesn't excite somebody, I don't know what does. You mean I am good enough? I am not broke. I'm not broke. I'm not saying in terms of money, but just like that whole mentality of,
you're whole.
Something wrong with me.
Yeah.
And so your approach is completely opposite, mm-hmm. and saying, no, the power is within and the clarity is within. We just need to uncover it, and your approach of just thoughtful questions that allow that process to unfold is just, for me, it just sounds so pleasant, so pleasing. So, mm-hmm. and the best idea is always their own idea. I love that. And that's where the motivation and inspiration comes, when it's your own idea. It's like, mm-hmm. oh my God. And that clarity is so empowering. So that's fantastic. I love that. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and your approach and the work that you do?
Well, they're more than welcome to check my website out. It's GaryAustinCoaching.com, or you can listen to my podcast on Find Your Way on all the podcast things. And then if you run a personal message me at hello@GaryAustinCoaching.com, more than welcome to send me an email. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about if we can partner together, if it's something that you want to do, and that's how we move forward.
So. All right. Fantastic. So that's GaryAustinCoaching.com. Mm-hmm. And your podcast is Find Your Way, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And do you have guests on your podcast, or is it you sharing some of your wonderful wisdom?
It's me sharing. I usually take a one word topic and I go into it. This month is all about it's Halloween topic. So Gremlins was last week, and it talks about the gremlins in your mind that hold you back and sabotage you, and and just things like that. And I give, you know, little tools on how you can combat those things. And maybe I'll get to guests one day. Maybe I'll have you on, Wendy. How about that?
I would be honored. All right. So that's GaryAustinCoaching.com. Podcast is Find Your Way. And your email is hello@GaryAustinCoaching.com.
Correct.
Well, Gary, you've already shared just so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you, some additional advice, because like I said, you've already shared a lot here, but is there anything additional that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's, you know, questioning his or her decision to have even started their business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, first off, it's, you know, you got to trust. You got to trust your process. And it's okay to re-examine things. It's not okay to give up, but it's okay to re-examine. Mm-hmm. If something's not working, maybe something else will. So it's not the fact is it's a stoppage. It's an adjustment, and it's a twist and turn in the world, in the road. But forward is where your life is, not behind you. So if being a business owner is what's driving you, then don't give up and keep going. There's going to be challenges. Mm-hmm. The challenges are just lessons, and that's the way you have to learn them. It's not like the end of the road. So,
right. Oh boy. Yeah, I was writing madly. There was like five golden nuggets in that. all that is such powerful wisdom. Trust, boom, you know, just trust, surrender, trust that idea within you is something to honor, right? To trust that vision and that spark and that inspiration, and that it's not a matter of stopping. It's just a matter of redirecting or reexamining, and okay, well, let's reassess and change the course just a bit. And I love that part about it's forward motion instead of looking behind. And that is tough. That's a tough one, because always seems to want to assess the future by looking in the past.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, that trips things up so much and is always a limiting belief right there.
Yeah.
And then challenges are lessons. Challenges and perceived failures are just simply lessons. So, wow. That's awesome. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Those are all just powerful words of wisdom. So, and, you know, it's just been so great, Gary, hearing about your journey from, you know, this, this situation that presented itself where, you know, your parents passed away, you lost your job, you know, things were not looking good. We were at a really low spot in your life, but you raised your head up and you looked within, and you honored that spark of always wanting to be an entrepreneur and assessed really what it is about you that really fires you up. You know, what is that thing that brings you joy? And you ventured into your health and wellness trajectory, you know, with the yoga studio, and, you know, oh, who would have known, right? 6 months into it, my gosh, the rug pulled out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, taking your own advice, that wasn't where you stopped, and just kept going and realizing, I want to support, I want to empower, I want to help. What does that look like? I love health and wellness. And then, you know, landing on your feet within the coaching world and helping other coaches, you know, to this impactful work you're now doing as a certified health and wellness coach, really, in my mind, a thought leader. As well as yoga instructor, and really empowering people to find their way to their abundant lives. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, Wendy, it's my pleasure. You have such great wisdom, and keep it up. Keep up what you're doing.
Well, I love you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Gary Austin through his website, and that's GaryAustinCoaching.com. Be sure to listen to his podcast, Find Your Way. And of course, you can reach him through email, hello@GaryAustinCoaching.com. Yes. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Gary Austin. And as always, here's to your success.